Sean Goldsmith isn't much of a hunter, but he is a Boy Scout, and he just managed to earn a merit badge for shotgun shooting.
First time I picked up a shotgun, and I'm about to shoot, and then I pull the trigger, and I almost fall backwards on my face.
A narrow escape, and part of an epic quest Sean just finished on Long Island. He earned 121 badges in all, every single one possible. You only need 21 to get the title Eagle Scout, so this is an eagle with a wide wingspan. And it took more than tying square knots and starting campfires.
I had to do sculpture. I had to do a surveying.
Now, these badges aren't exactly easy to get. If you look in the scouting manual, there are multiple requirements for each one. And we printed out the workbook for the journalism merit badge, and that's 5 pages long. There's even a badge in nuclear science. To earn that one, you could build your own electroscope and place a radiation source inside, or just take a field trip to your nearest particle accelerator. Some of the badges are even death-defying. Take the one for water skiing.
That was really difficult because when the boat's going 50 miles an hour and you hit a bad wave and you take it the wrong way, you can fall and go flying. And when that happened to me, my life preserver, which was zipped in, it had all the buttons on it, they all popped off and everything fell off because I hit with such impact.
And there are badges for stamp collecting, dentistry, space exploration, even insect study.
So I'd go around with plastic Ziploc bags and have to try to, like, swipe the bugs in the bags. And at one point, I was carrying, like, 15 or 20 bags of bugs. And I would, like, look on the ground, like, I'd be, like, falling on my hands and knees. And people would, like, say, what is this kid doing?
And why do this? Why earn all 121 merit badges? Why collect the bugs and shoot the guns and learn about nuclear science?
Well, if I run into a stranger, there's definitely something I can talk about. I have 121 topics to talk about.
Sean Goldsmith, Eagle Scout extraordinaire. Our parting words today come from another overachiever, legendary conductor Leonard Bernstein. He said, "To achieve great things, two things are needed: a plan and not quite enough time." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.